belly aching. Christmas is over, but it lingers in my gut. There are things in my belly that won't get digested for days. There are things I've eaten that were wonderful going down and irritating once inside. There are things eaten that did not want to be eaten. There are digested goodies that enjoyed the pleasure they gave me as much as I enjoyed vaporizing them. Now that the orgy is over, what to do with the other 350-plus days? In other words, what am I doing after the orgy? Well, resolutions may be in order for millions of us, but I tend to shy away from saying them too loudly for fear someone will actually hold me to them. If I were a really above-board, hail fellow, well-stuffed, I'd say, this is what I will do in the new year. Number one, never eat anything that has a personality. Two, walk rather than jog to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Keeps me from stumbling and hurting myself. Three, climb 27 stairs to work each day. There's no other way to get here, actually, so I'll probably keep that one. Four, never eat more than I can hold. Five, never hold more than I can eat. Six, watch babies at play at a safe distance. Seven, try to avoid changing a diaper. Eight, try not to give anybody any advice about anything unless absolutely begged to. I am beginning to attain wisdom in old age. Nine, bite my tongue or otherwise find a way to look interested while staying silent during conversations. This is great to do in the family since I have yet to find anybody who wants me to advise or critique what they're saying. They seem content to see me as silent and eccentric father or father-in-law or son or brother or cousin or nephew or grandfather. They'll never notice that I've remained silent during their discourse on the right wines or the third DVD player or the right pre-kindergarten. 10. Go everywhere by way of a different route, just to alert the senses. This, too, is easy since I've always done it, to the consternation and frequent embarrassment of my family. 11. Try not to write any of this down, for fear someone will ask me why I didn't keep these resolutions or make more noble ones. So please, as soon as you're through reading this, ignite this page or use it for fish wrapper, better still, fruitcake wrapper. Hope you can come up with equally dishonorable resolutions for the year. If not, keep it quiet and reduce the irritation. Hope you are wishful and I wistful and wiser and happier during this, the newest and only year we have.